And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Program is brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'm Ted Bell. When you come on into our restaurant in Beverly Hills, introduce yourself. I'll get you Ted. I'll get you seated. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Why not spend it in Ted's of Beverly Hills? We want to put our meat in your...
Ted Bell joins us from his restaurant, Beverly. You're working tonight, huh, Ted?
Just about every night, Phil. There's no rest for the weary, but we've got a couple of things coming up this weekend. As you know, there are a lot of the senior... formals, proms, and there's graduations, and we're getting the restaurant ready for a lot of that, yeah.
All right, your summer garden celebration is part of what Ted's of Beverly Hills has been doing now for the last 3 years. Can you give me an idea of what that is? Is everybody invited?
Well, everyone's invited, Phil, to this extent. We invite all of our customers starting about 2-3 months out. There's a flyer that we give out at the door. And the flyer is intriguing, and I'll give you what the flyer says. I'll give you the history on it. The flyer says, and as I said, a little bit of advertising, where we say you're invited to our summer garden celebration. We have it at Bell House, and we have it in the middle of June.
And where is Bell House? Is that...
That is our home.
That's where you live.
That's right. And we have it in the middle of June. It says if you believe God's been good to you, if you believe God... You know, whatever your concept of God is, has been good to you. You're invited to Bell House for the Summer Garden Celebration. Now, let me tell you why I say that. Okay? About 3 years ago, a customer pulled into our parking lot, valeted the car, and on the back of his car, I saw a bumper sticker. And the bumper sticker on the bumper said, God has been good to me. And I noticed, and I talked to Amalio and a couple of the kids that were parking cars, the sticker was on a Toyota Camry. A Toyota Camry is not what we call a high-end vehicle. It's a good vehicle. It is a sound vehicle. It is not a luxury vehicle. And it is certainly not what we call a HPV or high-performance vehicle. And yet this individual had put on the car, God has been good to me. Got me to thinking. Do people know how good it can be? You see, we have in our society, Phil, a notion that life is quality if the simple things are appreciated. And I understand that. But I think in a lot of ways, people don't know how good it can be. And so we had the summer garden celebration.
Well, let me ask you this. You're not knocking that man's belief in God, are you?
No, not at all. I'm not knocking it. I'm curious as to if you believe in God. And I'm willing to accept that. I'm just trying to say, look, I'm an advertiser, so I don't want to get into too much trouble here. I'm trying to say, so you think God's been good to you? Okay. Come on over to Bell House in the middle of June for the Summer Garden Celebration. And it's sponsored, of course, by Ted's of Beverly Hills. We cater the entire thing. We have a host bar. All the drinks are, in other words, on the house. And we invite people to come in.
Well, how many people can you accommodate over there?
We can get anywhere from 200 to 300 to 400 people. And we invite select customers and people that we know who have this attitude, well, you know, God's been good to me. All right, that's fine.
Because it sounds a little, I don't want to say sarcastic.
No, it's not. It's not at all. Let me tell you what happens. When you get people over to Bell House who say, God's been good to me, now they come into our home. Now they come into a home that's about 8,500 to 9,000 square feet. We have a pool in Cabana. And I'm not trying to say I think I'm better than anybody else. I'm just trying to say, okay, God's been good to you. All right, he's been good to you. Take a look at what we have here at Bell House. We've got the pool in Cabana. I have a sport court that we've just built that is right next to a tennis court. We have a full home theater. We've got a beautiful family room. We've got four flat crystal sets. We have all the amenities. And, of course, I've got an 8-car garage because, you know, I collect automobiles. I collect a few of them. Well, what happens is this. You'll have somebody at Bell House for the Summer Garden Celebration. I'll say, so you think God's been good to you. Now what do you think? And you can see that little light go on in their head.
And well, what are you trying to tell them, that God hasn't been good to them? Or
No, I'm not trying to say God hasn't, but I'm trying to probe the depth of that. You really think God's been good to you? Look what I have. And I'm still working out the God thing. I'm not saying I don't believe in God. I really don't know whether there's a God or not, and I won't know until, you know, the end of my life. And at that time we find out that you know, there's a God, or this whole eternity thing is real. That's great. But until then, you know, we're on my time. You know?
And all right, let me give our number out. It's 1-800-449-8686. Our sponsor, Ted Bell, on talking about the Summer Garden Celebration. And what inspired it that he has at Bell House? That's the name of your home, in other words.
Yeah. And the reason why we call it Bell House, people are like, do you think that you're, you know, something's Bell? Of course not. But we call it Bell House because it is, there's a lot of homes on our street that are very distinctive. And you don't just give an address when you live on a street like mine. You have to say, is it 456 Elm Street for England? It's Bell House, and next to that is the, you know, the Sammy Davis Jr. home where they used to live, and next to that is, you know, like that. So, but if you think God's been good to you, we invite you to our Summer Garden Celebration, then you tell me whether you think God's been good to you after you see what I got. And I'm...
But it sounds slightly mocking, you know what I mean?
I don't mean to, Phil, if it does.
Not that, you know, you mean to, but it sounds as if you're saying, oh, God's been good to you. Well, look at everything that I got, and I don't believe in God.
No. I didn't say I didn't believe in God.
Well, you said you're not sure.
I'm not entirely sure. All I know is right now we're on my time, and then... But I'll tell you this.
And why is this interesting to you, man? Why do you want to probe this belief?
I'll tell you why, Phil. When I saw a Toyota Camry pull into our parking lot that night, it was 2 years ago, I remember thinking, oh, boy, here we go. You know, and I thought, and you know I've been on your program, and you know I respect you, Phil, and the show you do, but I have had reservations about advertising only because the people you broadcast to are not traditional Ted's Beverly Hills clients. When you see a Camry come into the parking lot, let me tell you something. Ted's Beverly Hills, Morton's, have you ever been to Morton's?
The steakhouse?
No, not the steak.
You mean the Peter Morton's restaurant?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
All right. What's parked out in front of his restaurant?
You mean the
what's parked out in front of his restaurant?
Well, there's a lot of Rolls Royces and there's a lot of Bentleys.
There's a lot of Rolls. My restaurant, we've got a lot of high-end cars. You see a Camry come in, you go, okay, what's that about? So you do a little, I walked out of the restaurant, I saw the bumper sticker, God's been good to me. And that's what intrigued me, because every now and again you'll see something like that. We had the summer celebration last year, and some of these people came in who believed that God had been good to them. And I said, really? Come on in and take a look at my home theater system. Now do you think God's been good to you? And what they wind up doing is looking at me, and you see the light bulbs go on behind both eyes. And you see their mouths sort of gape open, and they go, you know, maybe I'm... They don't say it, but you know they're thinking, maybe I'm fooling myself.
Yeah, but see, that's what I mean. It sounds like you're trying to shake their belief in a benevolent God.
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to shake it. I want to know if they really believe it. That's all.
So what do they do? Do they wind up thinking God hasn't...
Well, what they do... you know, I still believe in God, but obviously you've got me thinking about just, you know, how good he has been to me, but we wind up shaking hands, and you know, the whole thing's been a big misunderstanding.
Have people come in there being a little? Have people come to this party knowing what it's about?
No, traditionally people don't. When I have the Summer Garden Celebration, all I ask is if you think God's been good to you, come to my house, come to Bell House on the 15th of June, whichever year it is, and then as you're leaving. Okay, after you've gotten a belly full of some of the best barbecue you've ever had in your life, fantastic host bar, beautiful home, as you're leaving, then I want you to stop by my office where I'm probably going to be doing some work, then tell me, hey, do you think God's been that good to you?
And all right, well, the upshot is, in other words, you got it better than these people, and you're still working out your belief in God.
Well, doesn't that make sense?
You know, well, okay, all right, let me... Does it make sense? There's a few things that I could say to you. What if a person has survived cancer? What if a...
All right, they've survived cancer. That surviving cancer is good. It's not as good, in my opinion, as what I've got at Bell House.
They're a lie. I mean, some people have...
No, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it's just not as good. All right? They're still driving... In other words, they've survived cancer, Bill. Bottom line, they're still driving the Camry. Bottom line...
Yeah, but Ted...
Bottom line, they may have survived facial reconstruction. They may have survived an attack by a pit bull. They may have survived being thrown into a cement bag. Sure, I don't know what. Still driving the Camry. See, I got you right there. See? That's a three-pointer. That's an arc. That's a high arc shot. And you just got it over that big chink. They're not even mean to say chink, but
oh, come on, Ted.
Well, who's the Chinaman?
The guy for the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, Yao Ming. That's the kid.
1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go to a phone call before we take a break. Ted's of Beverly Hills sponsoring this segment of our program. I have Dolores on the line on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Dolores.
Hello. I'm calling regarding this gentleman who thinks he has everything because he has all this material stuff. To me, when I say God has been good to me, I'm referring to my health and the health of my family.
Right.
What we feel in our hearts is more important to me, and your health is more important to you than any material values you have.
Have you been to our summer garden celebration, Dolores?
No, I haven't.
All right, we'll see. That's... Until you've been to our summer garden celebrate, in other words, if you came, say, with your husband or whoever, and you're coming through the door saying, God's been good to me, now you see what I got, are you going to say God's been that good to you?
I think God's been better to me than to you.
Well, you can't say that because you haven't seen what, you know,
well,
you haven't been to Bell House.
It seems to me that you're more concerned about what you meant to have materially.
No.
You haven't said one thing.
It's the quality of life.
You haven't said one. No, it's not the quality of life.
It's the quality of life.
It's the quality of health, sir.
I'm in very good health.
You're just fortunate that you're in good health, but that's not as important.
See, this is what's interesting, Bill. I'm in good health, and I live at Bell House. She's in good health. So I would say, has God been that good to her when she's just in good health, but she doesn't live where I live?
But you're not understanding what the lady's saying, Dolores, right? Material things
are not important.
Yeah, they're not important to people who don't have them. See,
you know, I have them.
It is interesting.
I have them, but I could give them up tomorrow.
Well, what do you drive?
If one of my children got sick.
What do you drive, for instance?
I'm driving a Lincoln.
Lincoln, you know,
yes.
That's not what we call an HPV. you got to understand, I've got a McLaren SLR. I've got eight different cars, 10,000 square foot home. Now, I'm not saying God hasn't been good to you. I'm not saying
that.
I'm saying God hasn't been that good to you.
And let's see how much that stuff means to you.
And that's what you learn when you go to Bell House.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm not sure.
I disagree totally.
I got good health. I have everything you've got and
you
more.
Health today.
And I'm not even sure about... I beg your pardon?
You have good health today. Tomorrow you could be hit by a car and be dead.
Or I could not be hit
by
a car.
And all that stuff wouldn't mean a thing to you.
What if you were hit by a car tomorrow?
Pardon me?
What if you were hit by a car tomorrow? Still think God's been
good
to you?
I know where I'm going.
Dolores, you get hit by a car tomorrow and you're dragged several hundred yards. And all the way, what are you saying? God's being good to me right now as I'm being dragged under the carriage of a truck? It doesn't make sense.
I would know where I'm going.
You'd know where you're going, all right.
That's right. I wouldn't worry about it a bit.
And you'd know where you are as soon as the truck stopped.
Well, I think I wouldn't be aware of it then. Bye, sir.
All right, thank you very much, Dolores. The point there, obviously, being...
See, that's what they say. Why do you think a guy who drives a Toyota Camry or a Lincoln puts God's been good to me on it? Because he's trying to talk himself into it. And again, I'm not questioning the belief in God. But if you have to slap a bumper, God, it's like saying, yeah, I know I drive a Camry, but seriously, God's been good to me. You're letting the world know this. Why? You're embarrassed.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. Ted Bell talking to us here about the summer garden celebration he has once a year at Bell House. That's his house in Beverly Hills where they invite people who believe that God's been good to them to come see where he lives and all of the things he has, and then he asks them, now how good do you think God's been to you? It sounds like he's sort of poking at people's belief in God. 1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Sing along, everybody. Sing along to it. Come on.
Tents
of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down. I am Ted Bell at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We promise you a steak like you've never had before if you come to Ted's of Beverly Hills. A piece of meat that is as thick and as juicy as the day it was carved off a spear.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in
your blink, you know.
And this portion brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. And Ted has one of the top steakhouses on the West Coast. We're talking about the summer. Why is it called Summer Garden Celebration, by the way?
Because most of the party itself is outdoors at Bell House. It's in our landscaped near the gazebo area where our cabana is and the pool and everything. And we invite people to come. And look at Phil. I'm not out to mock God. I don't want you to. I just when I see a car pulling them, and you rarely see automobiles because we do have a probably a more higher end clientele than a lot of the restaurants some of your listeners would go to. But when you see a car pull into our lot, and it's a Camry, it's a Lincoln or something, or somebody's idea of a luxury car, that's fine. And then they say, God has been good to me. Is he saying, wow, I'm really proud of driving this Camry. Let me tell you, just you see how God's... Or is he apologizing for the Camry? That's why we have the Summer Garden Celebration. Because then I can see that guy in his Camry pull up in front of my house, get out, come into my house, and walk out stunned. Because...
What do you mean stunned?
Well, at that point, he's wondering, geez, has God been that good to me? That he's pulling up in a Camry and I live where I live, see? Now, again, it's...
See, a lot of this just comes off as sounding like ego, I got to tell you.
Well, I don't mean it to. I mean it to sound as a sincere investigation into an individual's belief systems.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills on the Summer Garden Celebration. Do you think God's been good to you? Well, go to the garden celebration at his house and then ask yourself the same question as you're leaving. Here's James. James, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, this is actually Cindy, his wife, and I just want to say I don't know how.
Wait a minute. We didn't. Hold on. We didn't talk to you on the screening process. Why don't you hold on and let Wayne talk to you for a second? We can't.
Well, I wanted to talk to.
We don't put anybody on the air before we talk to him. Robert, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Robert.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Well, I just want to make a comment on someone that has to brag about what they have.
No.
They have
to
come on the radio and they have to brag. Let me finish.
Well, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying this is what I got.
No, that's if that's not bragging, I don't know what is. I'm a person that I'm a retired contractor.
Uh-huh.
I've worked for people in Beverly Hills,
Oh, okay.
Brentwood.
Yeah.
I've worked on the ranch that Michael Jackson bought.
I see.
And these people, all of these people, I worked for Connie Stevens. I worked for Robert Taylor.
Connie Stevens.
Connie Stevens was one of the biggest movie stars in the business.
Anyhow, that's not the point.
What I want to tell you is that these people could buy you 15 times. And they have an attitude. They have an attitude like, okay, if you believe in God, you believe in God. If you believe in your personal goods and whatever God, that's fine. But you're not building a future after this life. And everybody that believes that there's a life after this life, that's what they work for.
Well, that was my point. Yeah, that was my point. See, I don't know whether there is a God or not. Until we find out for sure, we're on my time. Connie Stevens, I hardly know if you're in a position to know what my net worth is. And Connie Stevens, she hasn't been in a big movie since,
That's okay, that's not what I'm talking
when she
about.
Was, you know, doing that's a lot of that softcore porn or whatever she was doing.
Connie Stevens never did softcore porn.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what they have. I'm talking
have
about
they got I just, what I got.
There's That's some it. Names in there that they could buy you 20 times.
Let me ask James if he'll hold on. James, I want you to hang on too, Ted. We're going to take a break, James, but you'll be right up.
Well, wait a minute. How does he know what I'm worth? And Connie Stevens, is she the one that was, did she sing that song, My Boyfriend's Back and I'm Gonna, you know?
No, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Summer Garden Celebration. If you think God's been good to you, you should go to Ted's house, Bell House, take a look around, and then ask yourself if God's been good to you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Pilot high and deep.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Due to our recent reconstruction, we had completely just, we totally spaced on Mother's Day. We'd like to have Mother's Day this Sunday. So we're having Mother's Day this Sunday.
What is that?
Well, I got to tell you, we were doing reconstruction, and we absolutely spaced on Mother's Day. What we're doing is we're inviting everybody to Mother's Day this Sunday.
Yeah, but Mother's Day was a couple of weeks ago. When was Mother's Day? Last Sunday, yeah.
Well, the point is, I don't want to get into it, but we're having Mother's Day this because of our reconstruction. But I want to make a point, Phil. People, I don't think, understand what Bell House, when you come to Bell House, what you're going to see. You know, when I was a kid, and Phil, there isn't a racist bone in my body. I employ all manner of people, all religions, all creeds. But when I was a kid, I had a goofy, fun little idea, because I would see these TV shows. I said, boy, I'd love to have a butler. A butler. Now, who has a butler? And the other thing I said, you know what would be fun? And this is not racist at all, but I would love to have the traditional African-American butler. And Phil, today, call it a dream or call it a flight of fancy. Today, we have an African-American, an honest-to-God butler, not a guy that, you know. Did you ever see the show Benson?
Yeah.
We've got that. Now, it's not a big thing, but it's a dream come true. Now, if God's been good, if we say, if God's been good to you, come to Bell House for our Summer Garden Celebration. Because if God's been good to you, God, you know what I say, and my wife thinks I'm being sacrilegious, but if God's been good to you, he loves my ass. You see? Because
boy, that is crude.
Well, no, it's not, no. And I'm not knocking anybody's belief in God.
All right, let me get back to Robert, who's been hanging on patiently here. Robert, go ahead.
Okay, do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be racist or anything.
No, I understand. It's a very bizarre thing for a kid to want. Go ahead, sir.
Now, the whole problem with this whole conversation about what you have and how much you got and you throw your plugs in on your restaurant and how good
well,
it
I'm
is,
sponsoring
how
the
good
hours.
The steak is, it is... To go into a advertising deal on the radio and use God as your topic point to get people to come to your restaurant, that's a pretty cheap shot.
Well, sir, people use God all the time in advertising.
Not to advertise their restaurant.
Christmas time?
But that's beside the point.
Christmas time? I think we use God quite a bit at Christmas time. But I would tell you this. Look, how many people do you know have a butler?
Okay, we got the butler angle.
No, I'm asking Robert. Do you know?
I know quite a few people that has a $200,000 car. I know people
a butler.
Pardon me? A butler?
Yes, sir. A butler.
I think a butler is for somebody that's too lazy to get up off of their butt and get their own drink.
All right, but the point being, you don't know anybody who has a butler. I had a dream as a kid to have a black butler.
That's weird, man.
It's very weird.
Go ahead. Let Robert finish his point.
Okay, my whole point is
really
this.
Great on my parade.
Is that I have really, really worked for a lot of important people. I work for our ex-lieutenant governor.
Have you been to Bell House?
But the whole point that I'm trying to get to is that none of those people that I know that has all the money that they could ever do anything they want to would not do anything as cheap as getting on the radio to advertise your restaurant in the name and use God as a topic. That really sucks.
Sir, I'm not using God to sell.
Sure you are.
I'm just trying to say that every year we've had this celebration. You say I'm using God. Isn't God there for us to use?
Not in your manner, no.
Well, what am I doing?
I wouldn't think so.
I'm not really using. I'm saying if you think God's been good to you, take a look at me.
Yeah.
And if you leave Bell House and you still say, yep, God has been good to me, hey, more power to you. Go off in your little Camry or whatever you drive and go back to Alhambra. But I'm saying that...
See how you put people down, though, Ted?
How?
Even if they come out of your house and say, God still's been good to me, well, get in your Camry and go to Alhambra.
Well, that's where a lot of these people are from.
Well, it doesn't matter, man. If God's been good to them, God's been good to them.
Well, I don't...
have you ever...
There's one more thing that I would like to say. I would like to just quote a little bit out of the Bible, and you say, you know, everybody that is prosperous in this country that believes in God, they believe that God has helped them, but God helps those who help themselves. Now, I give you credit for what you've done. You've done a lot in your life, and you've accomplished what you wanted to accomplish, it sounds like. But what are you going to do after this life? And you can't get to the good part of
what we
believe.
Do you know that every time you say the letter S, you whistle the letter S?
Yes, I know. I have a crack in my tooth.
Right, and it detracts from the point you're trying to make, because when you're making the point, suddenly I'm hearing this, like a high pit. It's...
Okay, I'll correct that.
Don't worry about the whistle.
I'll correct that.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't even believe in God, I don't think, and yet when I talk, people don't have to feel as if there's a garage door going up somewhere, you know?
No, you've
made some very good points, so I got to move on, but I thank you very much for hanging on, and I thank you for your good comments. And I don't know.
Phil, I'm going to tell you the story of a guy by the name of John Grizzell, a guy that I knew right after he got out of UCLA. John went hiking in Hawaii one weekend and fell 300 feet, bouncing down the side of a cliff. Today, he's paralyzed from the neck down. And he says God's been good to him because he's alive. I make it a point to go to his house every year, and I say, no arguments. I load him into a van that we get. I bring him to my house, to Bell House, and I wheel him through. I go, yeah, that's right, God's been good to you. Okay.
Well, what are you doing? You're rubbing it in on the guy?
Well, he's the guy that says it.
The guy survived a fall off of a cliff 300 feet?
And he says, every year, he says, sends a Christmas card. He's a wonderful guy. He says, God's been good to me, Ted. I'm alive. I've got, you can't say he's got his health, but he says he's got his health. And I'll say, what do you mean you got your health? You can't feel anything from the neck down. I said, what do you mean? He says, because I'm alive. I said, okay, come on over to Bell House. And, man, you can see the only part of him that moves, really, is his face, and you can see he grits his teeth. Otherwise, you wouldn't know if he's bothered at all. Hello?
Yes. I think it's a hell... Do you mock this man?
He's a friend of mine. But I wheel him through. I go, God's been good to you, huh? Check out my new home entertainment system. Check out the... And then it got me in a little bit of trouble with my wife, but I rolled him by the butler quarters. Well, Phil, I submit you're the one laughing now at a man who is crippled.
No, I'm not laughing at that. You roll him. What is he in?
He's in a wheelchair. The point is, my dreams have come true, and I didn't fall off of no cliff. The only thing I ever fell off of, to be honest with you, is a bar stool. One night we had, it's a great story, we had Val Kilmer and Johnny Depp in here, and we were doing Jaeger shots. It was a competition. I fell right off the stool.
All right, 1-800, we got a break. 1-800-44...
But I want to make my point about this guy that went down the cliff.
Hold on, 1-800, you already made your point on that. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Ted Bell. Don't forget the summer garden celebration at Bell House. Every year he brings his quadriplegic friend in. You think God's been good to you? Take a look at the butler quarters. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You're just one more son of a bitch in a long line of son of bitches.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Look, I believe in God.
Steakhouse. Come on down.
I want this to be clear. I'm not using God to sell my restaurant. If you believe in God, I don't care if you believe in God. But I think God would love to have a steak at Ted's of Beverly Hills. I will tell you that. I think Jesus would love to have a steak. And I'm not ashamed of saying that, Phil.
All right, I don't think you want to bring that up.
No, but you got to understand. I'm Ted Bell. I'm Ted Bell. All right. When you say I'm Ted Bell, that means something in the restaurant business. It means something to people who appreciate good food. It means something to people who appreciate a good dining experience. And when you say Bell House, you say, okay, he's Ted Bell, Bell House, now people get it. And after you say, after you hear someone say, I'm Ted Bell, and I live at Bell House, you say to yourself, that guy doesn't even need to believe in God. And yet, well, that's a stupid thing to think. Because
what is your point?
My point is, forget it.
No,
I can understand you're skeptical. And
no, but what is your point?
My point is this. I'm Ted Bell. Okay, there's my point.
You're Ted Bell and you live at Bell House.
Yeah. Now you got it.
And good for you, and maybe God exists, and maybe he doesn't from your perspective. There are other people who, you know, believe in God. God's been good to them, and they ain't got what you got. So what do you think?
I think they got to come to Bell House. I think I've been saying for 40 minutes.
So they cannot believe in God?
No, so they can just figure out, you think God's been that good to you? Maybe you got to do a little more praying. I don't know what they got to figure out, but it's a great tester on whether you believe in God. Come to Bell House, then tell me how much you believe in God. Tell me how good God's been to you. And if you still believe in God after you leave Bell House, then I would suggest you go home, hit your knees, and start making a few requests. You know, start, in other words, see, I don't think you understand.
No, I understand perfectly. 1-800.
Well, I've got a pool that has a rock formation. We dive from the top of the rocks into the pool. It's as if we're in, it's as if you're in the jungle.
Like Hawaii?
Yeah, Hawaii. That's what I got.
1-800-449-8686. Eddie, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
congratulations,
sir.
Ted, on your success.
Thank you very much, sir.
Hey, I'm driving my Camry. I'm in my Camry as we speak.
And that's wonderful for you.
Yes, it is. It's a nice one. Hey, listen, I just wanted to let you know the difference here and something I don't know that you understand, and I think you're a smart guy, but the thing I think you don't understand is if you believe in God, then you believe he's been good to you in spite of your circumstances or your wealth.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you a question, Eddie. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
It's 1944. You're laying in a large pool of liquid human feces in a striped suit, and you've seen every member of your family die and good friends of yours die.
Yeah.
The barbed wire looks inviting. You'd like to throw yourself against an electrified fence rather than spend one more day hearing German. In that moment, you're going to sit there and you're going to tell me that God's been good to you, huh?
Woo!
Come on, man. That's dirty pool.
Oh, dirty pool, is it?
Hey, no.
You talk to some guy that came out with a number tattooed on his wrist. Then you tell...
Well, what are you trying to say?
I'm telling you I got a lot of Jews that come to my restaurant. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Ted, let me answer you if I could.
Good Lord!
That's right.
It is.
I've seen the numbers.
Let me tell you
I've seen a lot of tattoos.
Ted.
Let me ask you something. That four-cylinder, how does it get up the grade?
I got a decent Camry.
Was it either a good cell phone or a good car?
I got the V6 Camry. Hey, listen, let me ask you a question.
No, I just asked you a question.
Okay, yeah. No, you would. I think what you
would. You would, he says.
No, listen.
Let me tell you what. Rinsed off after sleeping in liquid urine, and then you...
Whatever kind of else urine there is.
Well, you know what I mean. And then you come to Bell House. And I say, well, God's been good to you, huh? By the way, you still got a couple of little diarrhea stains there in your striped suit. But God's been good to you. You come to Bell House.
Ted,
you're going to walk out of there.
Listen to me
and
carefully.
The name of God is spelled T-E-D.
Listen, Ted.
All right. Okay.
I'm on the way home from the hospital. I'm leaving my wife in a coma. She had a heart attack in my... 31 days ago in my kitchen floor, gave her CPR.
She had what kind of attack?
She had a ventricular fibrillation. Her heart stopped.
She's not a ventriloquist.
Anyway.
She had a heart attack.
Correct. And she's in a coma.
Well, what are you laughing about? I'd be with her crying, sobbing, holding her hand.
And I've done that, and I've been really pissed off at God at times, but I got to tell you, God
Why
has
Why would
been,
you be pissed off? He's the guy that did it to her.
Correct.
Oh, come on, man.
He did.
But listen to me carefully, because this is going to come in handy for you someday. You know his word says, of course you know this, that it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man to get to heaven, because the
it's easier
of the
for
is,
a, look at feed her some of that New England clam chowder.
It's
you know
easier
what
I mean? Hey, someday...
No, seriously, Eddie, we got the best chowder.
Will you shut up and let the guy finish?
Now, let me speak, would you please?
Uh-huh.
So anyway, here's the deal. Someday, you will be on your knees and you will be saying, Lord. And here's the important thing. If there's anything you remember after today's show, and I've been laughing out loud. I love
no,
the
I wouldn't
show,
say, I wouldn't say. I wouldn't say Lord. I'd say Lod.
All right, look, I got to take a break.
What are you talking about?
Get out of here with the...
He comes into Ted's of Beverly Hills, gets some of that chata, and... You know what I did? I went to have it one year, Bill, and I packed my car.
Get out of here, you freak, with your stupid Boston. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be right back.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You are nothing more than a liar.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I was kidding with the other gentleman. We don't have any New England clam chowder, but we do have New England clam chowder. And you're invited to that Gersey House with the delicious chowder.
Here at 10.
I got to Beverly Hills.
We want to put our meat in your...
What?
Nothing. Let me go to one final call here. I got Al on the line. Al, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make three points here.
Right ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're making three points?
Yeah.
And we only have time for one.
Okay, well, in this world, there's always someone who has it better off and worse off than
except
you.
For me. I have it better than anyone I know.
And
even better than Connie Stevens.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Are you free?